John Ashton?" she hissed at Alexander with a mocking glare. "I was nearly caught." He pressed a finger to his lips, and she followed him down the stairs and to his office. Just as she turned to him with a triumphant smile, ready to share her discoveries, Alexander closed the office door, enveloping them in darkness, before he crossed to his desk and flicked on the lamp. He sat in the middle of the couch and nodded next to him in invitation. Saffron, unsure of his enigmatic half-smile, sunk onto a cushion. He stretched an arm behind her. Clearing her throat against the sudden nerves she felt, Saffron began to describe what she'd found, but the look Alexander gave her effectively dried up her words.
"Saffron,"
Alexander said, his dark eyes on her face.
"Yes?"
Saffron was very aware of his nearness, the warmth of his arm not quite touching her neck. She hadn't expected to go from breaking into an office to being stashed away in a dimly lit room with Alexander. She certainly didn't mind. His steady gaze was intense, confident. Alexander reached to her face and brushed back a lock of hair come loose from losing her hairpins. He tucked it behind her ear, looking at her mouth.
"I just wanted to say..."
His face, golden in the dim light, drew nearer to hers.
Yes?
Anticipation made her voice shake. Inches from her, Alexander murmured,
"That was a stupid thing to do."
A switch clicked on behind her, flooding the room with light and extinguishing the spark of want he'd so effectively fanned to life. Saffron blinked at him with an open mouth. Alexander fell back onto the cushions behind him, a look of satisfaction on his face.
"Are you serious?"
Saffron hissed, hitting him on the arm. Alexander chuckled.
"Not so funny, is it?"
"Oh, shut up! It was your fault I was nearly caught to begin with,"
Saffron huffed, face hot. It was only fair that he got her back, but she didn't have to admit it any time soon. "Do you want to hear about what I found or not?"
"I do,"
Alexander said with a grin.
"But not tonight. I need to concentrate."
"Concentrate on what? I thought you were finished working for the night."
"I am. I need to concentrate on cementing the look on your face into my mind. I never want to forget that."